We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It has been almost a month to the day since the pitchers and catchers reported to Bradenton. And today, the ace of the staff, the guy who will be on the hump, the bump, for opening day, Jameson Taillon finally gets his first start.
Aye. And we take you to Bradenton, right outside the clubhouse at Lecom Park. Our own Jim Colony is there on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, fresh from Captain Brian's. Well, I don't know about that, but did you go to Captain Brian's since we last talked?
Actually, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No. For one reason or another, I haven't. I'll probably, probably tomorrow. I'll probably end up there tomorrow.
Well, you know. You can't believe how many people have asked me, what's Captain Brian's like? I said, I don't know. You'll have to ask Jim.
I know. I just haven't. I've been a few times, but I've had been in other locations and so forth and so on, like, you know, road games and that kind of thing. It's fine. I'll go back and have some snappa tomorrow night, probably.
So as we hear the 740 roll through Bradenton there in the background, paint a picture
for us. I know,
the orange train.
Orange Express.
What's it like down there this morning?
Beautiful. I know it's getting warmer. It's getting warmer where you guys are. It's a nice week. Yesterday was gorgeous. Not so much for Nick Kingham, but it was a beautiful day.
Yeah,
and as you guys mentioned, you know, Taillon has thrown, I don't know how many simulated games so far, four of them. I would imagine he's kind of getting sick of facing his own guys. So it'll be good to get him out there. He's stretched out enough. I guess he goes four today, and then his next turn would come up on Sunday, and he'll pitch five innings. And then after that, you'd like him to go six, and then it gets him stretched out for opening day, which all of a sudden, you know, as Yogi Berra once said, it's getting late early.
Yeah, I'm looking at the spring training schedule. So at Lecom today against Minnesota, and they have one of their rare off days tomorrow. And then, man, before you know it, it's game on. The ones that count are right around the corner.
Yeah, it is. And there's, you know, there's still some issues here. Number one, nobody's really, I guess Jordan Lyles maybe, although Brault pitched well yesterday, but it was against minor leaguers. Nick King has been up and down. He's been either really good or, you know, so-so, and yesterday wasn't good at all. If it wasn't for a triple play, who knows how many runs he would have given up. And then Jordan Lyles has been okay. You know, the top four guys, they're just kind of getting into form pitching against other teams. So the fifth starter is an issue still, or is undecided, I should say. Maybe a bullpen spot up for grabs. But really what's happening right now or not happening is shortstop. You know, neither Gonzalez nor Newman is hitting at all. Both are hitting well under 200. And Gonzalez, known for his glove, has made a couple of errors on plays that just weren't that hard for a guy like him. And so, you know, neither of those guys have separated themselves. And as for the rest of it, you know, if you want to look at Josh Bell's average is low, and the guys that have really done most of the hitting are going to start the season in AAA.
Well, the question is, Cole Tucker's done so well at shortstop. Maybe they start with him.
Well, again, you got to take into account when they get into games and who they're hitting against.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And in a lot of instances, you know, you've got guys that Cole Tucker and Key Brian Hayes, Will Craig, maybe. I like Jason Martin. He's an outfielder. You know, those guys, they're a year away. And Cole Tucker has a chance to be the shortstop next year, and Key Brian Hayes should be the third baseman next year. You know, one of the things that some of us amateur, meaning media people, were kicking around is maybe it's time to take a look at Gung at shortstop and just to see if he can feel the position. He looks pretty good at third base, and I think that the Pirates pretty much ruled Gung out as a shortstop possibility. But with the other guys that they have, you know, but getting back to Tucker, though, John, since you brought him up, a midseason call-up, is that a possibility if he does very well at AAA? I don't know. Maybe it is.
All right, the more important parts is the haunted cat. You posted a picture of, for those that don't know, Jim is staying in the Crosley Estate, which is right next to where the John Ringling of the Ringling Brothers years ago had his estate.
More accurately, he's in the carriage house at the estate.
All right, well, and there is a rumored ghost of Mrs. Crosley, and now we think she's possessed the cat. And
she might have.
Jim,
I don't know.
Jim has the pictures to prove it.
I sent you guys a photo. I don't know if I posted one.
I saw it. You should post it.
Unless you guys did. Okay, I can. I was thinking about doing that, actually. In fact, I was going to, and I was going to tweet it to Jeff and say, here's what's waiting for you in Bradenton.
That's perfect.
So I'll probably do that. But so far, you know, so far the cat, it's kind of seen and not heard. So I haven't heard it. If I hear it speak, then there's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I got you. Well,
I think you should leave the door cracked and just let it come in.
Enjoy a couple of days with the bride after your, you know, you've been down there, what, 3 weeks?
I mean, if you want to, I've been work, such as it is, like 24 straight days.
Oh, my gosh.
Where's my violin? I know it's
I get it. No, Jim's been busy. All right, Jim, we appreciate you. Safe travels home. Enjoy the time. And Joe Dantisi's waiting for you when you get back to the Berg.
The only question is, which one of the 8 Pittsburgh area locations?
Well, that's the beauty. You have choices.
You never know where he's going to turn up.
Here comes Jeff. We'll have to send that picture of the cat.
All right.
All right, thanks. Jim Colony, live in Bradenton and Lecom Park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.